and the disappointing defeat tonight?
Yeah, really disappointing. The lads have come off a really positive week. Okay, we didn't get the result at Wickham, but really positive on Saturday. I thought we'd really turned a corner after a few mixed results towards the start of the season, but I can't accept that as a manager. The first 30 minutes, basic, simple errors that the lads know, and they're hurting, I'm hurting. But we can't go back. Unfortunately, we're now out of the cup, but we need to put that right.
A 2-0 down, there was a lifeline from Jamie O'Brien. He took his goal really well, didn't he?
He did take his goal really well. He's worked his absolute socks off tonight. It's been difficult for him up top, and yeah, I think he'll be disappointed in his own performance. I think he could have got a couple more. But I really thought when we got that goal, it would spring us into life. We would go on and make something in the second half, and we did.
But it was always a case, though, of having to try and get a toehold back in the game, wasn't it? It was 2-0 down and then 3-1 down, and got to go back for 3-2, but then left the back door open.
Definitely, and we've got to push. 3-2 down, we've got to push. We've got to get back in the game at the end of the day. It's a cup game. And I wanted to obviously get a win, and I wanted to go far. I didn't want us just to do a 1-2-3 rounds. I wanted us to go as far as we possibly could. I really believe in this team. But you're right. The damage was done in that first 30 minutes. I need to look at myself. The players need to look at themselves, and we need to put that right come Saturday and get a positive result and create something in the league that, or the County Cup. That's all we've got left really now.
Shildon were a bit of a stronger team though, weren't they? There are two or three big 6-footers in there.
They're big lads, but a lot of them are a year below these lads. Some of them are only first years at college, so there's no excuses there. They're a good outfit, and they've passed the ball well, and they've gelled well. They've done well, but still, I know my lads have got a lot more in the tank.
Especially after one or two of those daft mistakes early on there that cost goals.
They're at a high level now. They've got one step grade below the reserve team, and some of them want to push into that first team, and you can't afford them errors. You can't afford to carry three or four players. You've got to be all 100% at it. And if you think you can turn up to a game and not give 100%, then you're at the wrong club and you're with the wrong manager, because I won't accept that.